Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. And I am one of your hostesses. I am the Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And this is a show where DC Love and I help you connect with the divine. And we help you to let go of the things that you need to let go of in your life, so you can create a life that is absolutely miraculous and wonderful and filled with love. So this is the time when we usually introduce ourselves, and I'm almost to the point where my computer's going to let me do that. And my computer is doing something weird. I have no idea what it's doing. So, there I am. Okay, so now it's time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. It's so wonderful to connect. I was waiting because I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, when you said your computer was doing something weird, I actually could not connect last week on Blog Talk, so I'm so happy. Whatever it is resolved. My goodness. It was holding my breath there for about 2 seconds. But this is the magical DC Love. And I started my journey in a rather, kind of crazy way. For me, I had cookies, sugar cookies to be exact, flying off a countertop. My cell phone began to text me, and spirit was sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me forward onto my current path. It's an amazing path, and I'm so blessed to be here. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly, I was a law enforcement officer. And some of my education was not received in a conventional way. I've traveled to heaven a few times. Sometimes, though, I was there just, visiting. And other times I was there attending schools of higher learning. And it really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary and discovered the higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered that I really do have a strong connection with the spirit world. And since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, training in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers, connected while she was actually in a coma. That's right. I was walking past the TV, and there was a news show playing, and they were talking about Joan. And I could hear her say to me, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I'm thinking, "What?" And I said, "Lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. I live in, the northeastern Pennsylvania region. You better find somebody else." So about, 5 or 6 hours later, this is where she came in, and she really threatened me. She got my attention, and like I said, we've been together ever since. It did take me quite a while to realize, yes, this is a divine connection. And Joan has left the door open, and others on the other side continually walk through it. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source, as well as the ability to work with clients that are from, all over the world and all walks of life. And my journey is, anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. My purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. It's wonderful to I always listen to, you know, to see what kind of new things you've put into your bio. Yeah, that's what we'll call it. So, okay, who am I? I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And just saying all that makes me sound like, ooh, okay. What I am is a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, an infinity healing practitioner, that's the word, an innate releasing practitioner, a speaker and author, and a spiritual energy healer. My whole purpose in life was to help people find their joy, to help people rediscover the joy in their lives. And that was my purpose because that was what I wanted in my life. And it's amazing to me how this has been such an incredible journey. And I can look back at my life now and see that it really, really has changed. And there is so much more joy in my life. And I keep learning new things and applying the new things. And I apply the new things to the people I work with and to the people on the radio shows. And I just want to try it with everyone because I really want everyone to experience the joy that really is inside of us. But we don't realize it because we're so busy in our heads thinking about what's wrong, what do we need to do, what mistakes do we need to make, what is it that God's never going to be able to forgive me for. By the way, God has already forgiven you for whatever it is you've done wrong because, frankly, God doesn't see that you've done anything wrong. But that's a whole different conversation. So this is all about my discovering the joy within me and helping other people to discover the joy within them. And so when you call in to speak with us on these radio shows, we're giving you the guidance that we are being guided to give, and we're also doing whatever healing work we are being guided to do. So this is all about helping you to change your life while we are changing our lives. So it's really a win-win situation. But you can learn more about what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots and lots of information there. Feel free to look around. You may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to take questions from callers. But, DC, we don't have any callers right now. So is there something that you are guided to say? I know, I look on there.
Well, you know what? I have some callers. I don't know what's going on. But as you were speaking, I was actually hearing Diana Ross's song, It's a Wonderful Life. So it was really beautiful.
Mm.
And it's come on out into the life and hold on, love, it's all right. It's a wonderful life now that you're here with me. You know, and I feel like, you know, it's sort of like the song is saying, you know, we're here to help others, and it's just beautiful. I'm going to see if Ginger could. And she's saying, Mom, I think there's some callers, so don't get off the air.
Well, I wasn't going to shut it down. I'm just like looking, and right now,
you know,
I don't,
I wonder,
see
if
anything.
I hope Blog Talk is working. My goodness.
Well, it let me in without any problems.
Yeah. It
and my internet
did.
Is working, and I refreshed the page, and it's still, and the timer is working on the page, so it's showing me the current.
I know when
picture.
I was on, nobody could hear me, Barbara, you know, and it just kept, like, then it started to hang up everyone, so I was, like, a little crazy. So I'm still not trusting what you see.
Okay, well, we'll just ask our team to, you know, bring us the callers, bring us the people who want to talk to us tonight so that we can do the work that we're here to do. We're ready, you guys, so Bring it on.
Bring it on. Ginger, round them up. Get out there and start rounding them up. My goodness.
It's funny because, you know, tonight there haven't been any callers. And when I did my show on Friday, I think I ended up working with like 10 people. And after the show was over,
wow,
I realized that I never posted that the show was on. So,
yeah, see, it's like so weird. Oh, my.
How did these people find me? I forgot to tell anybody it was there.
That's really amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Now we've got two callers. They're working. Yay.
Yay. Thanks, Ginger.
All right. Our first caller is from area code 570.
Hi. It's Lynn, your friend. I always talk to you probably about once a week or once every other week. How are you girls doing?
We're doing great,
awesome,
Lynn. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just out of curiosity, it might not mean a thing, but I unexpectedly ran into an old friend last night, and he didn't quite think that I don't think he thought I was going to be where I was, and he kind of meandered around me, and I was just aloof, very nice, but aloof, and he kind of stuck around all night. I was just wondering if there was anything that popped up in the cards unusual or anything.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm picking up, Lynn, this is DC. I'm getting that actually you are in like a transitional period right now. And the angels are saying, you know, many things could start to change for you. Okay. This is sort of like you're letting go of past. You're in the present, and you're looking toward the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that doesn't surprise me, you know? And
okay.
I'm getting, like, I just see, like, obstacles of the past being, you know, sort of, like, put to the side. But I'm, as
okay,
they're being put to the side, Ginger's saying, but they may be put to the side, but she's still facing, like, some kind of a challenge.
Mm.
Okay? So don't focus on everything too much for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, watch the doubts, Ginger, saying that you're having, because you are entering a time that should be, you know, a lot better than it was, you know, in the past. Okay, keep believing in yourself, and you know things should start to go really well.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I am starting to feel better. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because Mom, she's such a compassionate person. She's caring. She's understanding. She's always there for others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm getting sort of like postponing. Okay. So I don't know. You've got to watch. It could be postponing maybe a night out with someone, but I'm getting the word postpone. Ginger's saying postpone. Okay.
Okay, what is postpone?
Okay.
Like what?
I don't know. She's saying there's something coming up that you may have to, you know, that rethink or postpone. Okay, let me see. Okay. I'm trying to see what she's showing me. You know what? Even like with that, you know, with the incident that you said, she's saying, you know, don't make a hasty decision because it actually could hurt someone in the near future. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, like, and give it, like, a little bit more time, okay?
So just go with the flow, more or less.
Yeah, like, well, postpone. She's saying, don't think about it for now. It's really not that important what happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And surround yourself with the friends that you really have a good time with, and, you know, they'll be there for you. And postpone, she's saying, any kind of, like, even, you know, opinions that you're forming, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying that, Linda, you're going to become the truth seeker, okay? And you will be able to overcome, like, any of these obstacles. She's saying she sees you, you know, moving on. If it continues to feel the way it felt for you and if it doesn't feel right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's saying you will be taking off those blinders. You will become that truth seeker. Okay? So don't, she's saying, don't make any hasty decisions for right now, but just, you know, connect with your friends, okay? Okay. And she's saying, like, you know, with that the person that you were talking about, she's saying, number one, I feel there's, like, a lack of communication there.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, there's not enough communication there.
Right.
And she's saying that could lead to, like, you know, misunderstandings. It could, you know, lead to problems. And when communication is lost, that could actually lead to a permanent ending, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. What is she showing me? She's just saying, you know, forget about it. Put it on the back burner. Have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, don't be surprised if you meet someone that actually fits the bill. Someone that's a little bit more stable, that's really enthusiastic, you know, that's trustworthy, a little bit, like, more reliable to be around. And really affectionate, and she's sort of showing me like a lighter-haired gentleman, and it could be like it could be white hair actually, or it could just be blonde. I'm not sure, but it looks like it's on the lighter end of the spectrum, Lynn. And this person looks like they have like lighter eyes as well. They don't have like deep brown eyes.
Okay.
Okay, so there might be someone coming along, but don't form any judgments or anything. Just like let it go for now. Okay. And just stay focused on you. But she's showing me that there are, like, a lot of new beginnings coming your way. And she's saying, you know, to really, like, have a good relationship, you've got to have, like, sort of like that old-fashioned courtship. And she just she's saying she doesn't see that in this kind of, like, sense, like, where this person is sort of, like you know, like, almost like they're there, they're not, they're there, they're not. It's, like, it's back and forth.
Okay. Right.
You know, and it just, it's not a good thing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and she's saying, you know, be open to something better to come your way, something that is, like, complete, happy, and balanced, okay?
Okay.
And you really feel, like, a lot better, she's saying. But, you know, the situation that you spoke of, she's saying, well, it's just kind of a little crazy, you know?
Right, right.
And she's talking about the word soulmate, so... Don't be surprised if someone, you know, enters into the picture that you, you know, really have interest with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, you know, there actually may be someone that sort of, like, secretly, like, really likes you and really hasn't, you know, shown their feelings as of yet.
Okay.
So she's just, you know, follow your heart. Just go with the flow. Be open, you know, and just be yourself. Communicate. Express your feelings. And she's saying, Lynn, if you do that, she's saying, you know, you may be surprised, okay?
Okay.
So she thinks she likes the way, you know, that you communicate, and she likes your style. And she just feels like, you know, that the other scenario sort of seems like it's a little crazy. She's saying, like, the person that you were connecting with sort of feels like they get, like, a little bit restless at times, a little bit maybe, like, impulsive. And things, and the dynamics of the relationship, she's saying, is just a little, she feels like it's a little bit off.
Okay.
So that's what she's showing me. Let me see what she's saying. Okay, Ginger. Okay. She's saying, though, you know, you are ready for love. Okay? So she's saying, you know, like, don't get, like, crazy over this situation because she's saying, girlfriend, all is not lost. Okay? And just, you know, think about what it is that you're desiring, what would make you happy. Okay? And allow something good come along, something that you really want, something that will work well and will work for you. Okay? So make sure that you're, you know, you're thinking about, you know, like, what kind of person would make you happy. Okay? Because she's saying, you know, he's not the only one that's magical. You've got a little magic going on yourself, and this is like a magical time as well. Okay, trust your instincts, okay? I think, you know, I tell Auntie Barbara it's raining men. She's saying, well, ask Auntie Barbara if you could actually borrow that umbrella because She's saying these guys could literally be throwing themselves at you. So she's saying, you know, you've got a lot of power coming out here. Use it wisely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know, like, what you're doing, but you're going to gain the interest of, you know, more than one, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, don't, like, sort of, like, cling too tightly to what you feel, you know, about things right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, there might be someone maybe that you have met, and maybe you really didn't consider them for love, is what she's showing me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something in the near future.
Okay.
So she's just, like, you know, like, just watch, too, like, with the other gentleman. Don't leap to conclusions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying slow and steady wins the race like a turtle. And I've actually acquired two turtles this week, so it's really, I think it's really significant, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just take steps to just keep that, you know, beautiful magic alive in you, okay?
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
when you... It's sort of like you put out the, you know, you put out those vibes. And she's saying,
okay.
She's saying she's feeling like a little break, maybe a little trip somewhere would help you and, you know, take your mind off of things. And then when you come back, you'll see
uh-huh.
how you feel much better and, you know, how love really starts to, you know, fall into place.
Okay.
So
yeah.
don't let the, you know, don't let the situation make your head spin, because she's saying it's sort of like made your head spin
a
little
bit. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm okay with it. I just found it bizarre, you know, so that's all. But I'm good. And
yeah,
it makes sense what
you
said.
Put it on the back burner
mm-hmm.
and just make sure that you're opening yourself for love to come your way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And don't be afraid, like, you're not going to, you know, have a relationship if that's what you're desiring. Okay?
Oh, no, I'm not.
So,
I'm not worried about that. I just found that
yeah, believe in yourself.
Bizarre.
You've got so many beautiful
mm-hmm.
qualities, she's saying, and you are so worthy. So just make sure that you, you know, that you believe in yourself,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I'm getting, like, you know, she's saying, like, blessings are coming your way, okay? And
yeah.
with the, you know,
uh-huh.
with the new season with spring, you know, that just started in March, I'm getting, like, this is sort of, like, you know, it was the beginning for you. And now in April, like, it's going to be, like, a fresh start. It's sort of like
mm-hmm.
she's giving you this canvas, and she's giving you the paints, and she's saying, now it's your, you know, time. You can create what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you have the ability to change or create, you know, something different. You always have the
mm-hmm.
ability, Lynn, to manifest what you're wanting.
Okay?
So think about what inspires you. Think about maybe what, like, keeps you, you know, like, sort of like where you are. You've got to make sure that you watch your intention. Okay? But you
uh-huh.
are in a beautiful new, it's a beautiful new start, and sort of make space. Like, if you want something, you know, like, nice, like a relationship, make space for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And room for that person to, you know, to come into your space and into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting there's something within your heart, though, that needs to be healed a little bit. When you think about love, you think it's exciting, but there's something deep within you that Ginger's saying that makes it feel a little bit scary as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know what it is about moving forward and, you know, like new relationships, but there's something deep down within that scares you. I don't know if it's this lifetime or a past lifetime, but there was something there that was really, really sad. I feel like really like a loss, and your heart basically never heals from that wound. But I feel
mm-hmm.
it goes like it goes deeper than this lifetime. It's from a past lifetime.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay.
So,
well, you do need a little healing
so
that when love comes your way, you're going to be ready for it. Because Ginger's
mm-hmm.
saying, girlfriend, you're not that little, you know, caterpillar anymore. You've come out of the cocoon, and you are this magnificent butterfly. And you've got to allow the world to see, you know, the real you.
Mm-hmm.
You've more talent, and you've got, you know, you've got so many more assets than, you know, the people around you get to see. So she's
mm-hmm.
saying you sort of, like, play it small, and you don't let everyone see, like, you know, the real you, all of you.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know, you know, about all your beautiful qualities. Maybe a few friends, but not many.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You're saying you've got to just, you know, get out of your brain. She's saying, you know, Lynn, get out of that brain already. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't overanalyze. Don't overfocus. Relax the brain. Get out of the brain. And let go, and just when you do, you get out of the space of limitation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you could get into the flow of love and whatever else that you're looking for, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying this is a time to really step it up a little bit, and she's saying, you know, you're going to come back and you're going to be better than ever. So
aww,
it's time to get out of your, you know, out of that brain space,
mm-hmm,
there, to relax, have some fun, and go with the flow. And with that being said, she's saying it's time to turn you over to Auntie Barbara. Okay? And
okay,
I need to have a wild time. You need to get out and have a wild time. So I don't know what that means. I'm not going there.
Oh. Well, thank you. You did make, you made,
well,
a lot of sense. Trust me. What you said was, yes, I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Lynn. We're going to start with a question. And the question is,
okay,
when you saw this person, what did you feel?
Well, there's always a feeling there because we go back from a long time and probably a lifetime or two before that. But it just, it's been too many years too long that all this procrastination has been going on, and he, you know, takes a step forward, takes two backwards, and, you know, we're still friends. That's not an issue, and nothing ever happened between us. So it's just, there'll always be feelings there.
Yeah, but what were you feeling? What did you feel? What were the feelings that you felt?
I don't know. I'm mixed feelings. I can't even describe it. Mixed feelings is the proper way. Yeah. That's the
okay.
only way I could describe it.
Well, the one that they're really pointing out to me is actually anger. They're saying that you felt
no,
anger.
No, I'm not angry. No, not at all. I'm not angry with, no, that's not, I'm not angry with him at all. I just, I was just a little bit aloof because I thought I'm always the one that's going over saying hi and how are you and da-da-da-da, and I just didn't feel like it, you know? But I wasn't
okay.
mad. No, I'm not angry. Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing things like anger and disrespect.
No, there wasn't any of that. I can't say that there was.
Are those feelings that maybe you have deeper down inside when it comes to him? Because he didn't step up and do what needed to be done for you guys to have the kind of relationship you could have potentially had.
Correct. He did not, but I'm not angry over it. I'm just, I'm okay with it. You know, it is what it is. I just put it in God's hands, but I'm not angry over it, no.
Okay. Well, we're going to do some of your innate statements, and I can tell you right now that anger is going to be one of them. Now, I want you to do it, even though you say you aren't feeling it. I want you to do it anyway. Because
okay.
if there's any anger that you're storing, you might as well get rid of it, you know. It's not like it'll
okay.
hurt you to let go of anger. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So here we go. Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the disappointment.
Dear innate, I release the disappointment.
Dear innate, I release feeling disrespected.
Dear innate, I release feeling disrespected.
Dear innate, even though I don't know why, he did not value me.
urinate. I don't know why, but he did not value me.
Urinate, I release the hurt.
Urinate, I release the hurt.
Urinate, I release the feeling that I wasted my time with him.
Urinate, I release the feeling that I wasted my time with him.
Urinate, I cut all connections to him.
Urinate, I cut all connections to him.
Urinate, I am ready to move forward with my life.
Urinate, I am ready to move forward with my life.
Urinate, I deserve better.
Urinate, I deserve better.
Urinate, it is safe for me to be loved and adored.
Urinate, it is safe for me to be loved and adored.
I take a nice deep breath.
Thank you.
Okay, there's a little more stuff here, so. Urinate, I release the negative energies connected with relationships.
Urinate, I release the negative energies that are connected with relationships.
Urinate, I release the fear that I will never get it right.
Urinate, I release the fear that I will never get it right.
Urinate, I let go of all of the judgment.
Urinate, I let go of all the judgment.
Urinate, I release all of the misery.
Urinate, I release all of the misery.
Urinate, I release all of the blame and the shame.
Urinate, I release all of the blame and the shame.
Urinate, I let go of any need to be punished.
Urinate, I release the need, any need to be punished.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Okay, Urinate, even though I don't know how, I release the anger from this and all past lives.
Urinate, I don't know how, but I release the anger of this and all past lives.
Take a nice deep breath.
Thank you.
All right, how does that feel?
Good. It feels good. Thank you, Barb. Feels good.
You are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can get out there and meet that wonderful new man and be perfectly happy.
Aw, I love you girls. You're awesome. I love talking with you girls. And you have yourself a blessed night.
And Lynn, before you go, while Barbara was doing your beautiful Dear and Nate statements, I saw Joan Rivers, and she was actually flipping this guy the bird on your behalf.
Oh, I don't know.
And here's a short poem from Ginger, and she said, Lynn, write this down, and you know, even say it to yourself, like when you see this person, roses are red, violets are blue. Honey, I've got five fingers, and the middle one's for you.
Oh, my God, that is so cute. Oh, God, I love
that. Well, that was from Ginger, but she showed me flipping him the bird. Joan doesn't like him. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And she was saying, she's talking about organisms. I'm saying, what are you talking about? What do you mean an organism? She's saying, no, Mom, orgasm. She's saying, tell Lynn, the only time a woman has a true orgasm is when she's shopping.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you on that one. Yes, you're right.
And what do you mean, organism? I don't know what you're talking about.
You girls are awesome. You really are.
Is that what Ginger was trying to tell me, that Linda likes to shop?
Linda likes to shop.
Lynn likes to shop. Okay, so she's saying, Lynn, get out there and shop. Shop till you drop, and you'll feel so much better.
Yeah.
Get out there, sweetheart.
That is a relief.
And just envision, when you see this person again, envision Joan Rivers flipping this guy the bird, and her tongue is hanging out, and she's really giving him the eye, and she's flipping him the bird. Oh, she's in your corner.
Oh, God, ladies, you guys are great, and you have an awesome, awesome evening.
You too. Oh, you too, Lynn.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're moving to our caller from area code 805. Hi.
Hello, Brian, D.C. It's Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
How's it going?
It's going really well, actually. I have to say. Well, it's going well for me, but my dog, my big dog, he's getting under my skin. He is so sweet, but he is frustrated. He is just full of anxiety, and he's very demanding.
Well, you know
what?
Yeah, he's saying to me, like, he doesn't like change. Teresa,
I know
he's saying, I really don't like. So this is kind of scary for him. So
yes.
You've got to assure him that, like, you know, like, we did change, but don't you agree? Like, talk to him, say, this was a change for the better, right?
We say it all the time. We love him so much. I mean, physically, mentally, always loving on him. He's a tough one. He is a tough one, and we know how it feels.
You've got to just keep reassuring him, and sort of like, you know, like I have little Jackson here. You've got to sort of keep him busy, like I would Jackson. You know, like mentally keep him busy is what I'm getting.
Oh, my God. The mental thing, that's a hard one.
He thinks so much. He's always thinking, you know.
Oh, yes. You can see it in his eyes. Uh-huh.
You know what? They actually have, like, if you look on YouTube or different things, I think there's even, like, little videos for dogs. And I would put on one of those videos.
Yes.
And allow him to watch it. And I think that's, like, really going to help him.
Okay.
Because he's saying, you know, I have been, like, really frustrated lately. Oh, my gosh. You know, you know, I'm trying to breathe. I'm trying to relax. I'm trying to shake it off. You think it's easy. It's not easy.
No.
But I'm optimistic. I am optimistic.
Right.
He's saying, I think it's going to work out.
Yeah.
Does he do something with his ears? Because he's showing me his ears.
His ears
are like... Does he scratch his ears?
He scratches the left one. They're like Santa's mittens. They're big and they're soft.
Yeah. Are you able to put any kind of, like, maybe like essential oil there or something?
Oh,
because he's showing me like his...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We do, DC. We rub.
Yeah.
We do. We rub behind them. We rub a little bit on the inside. He is so loved, you guys. I swear to you. I swear. He's so loved.
No, he's sensitive. He is. I believe that, you know.
He's just being awesome.
And one of the other things, it's not essential oil. It's like another natural thing. I can't, the word escapes me. But he really needs something to calm down. Like he really needs to, like, calm down. And I don't like, you know, like tranquilizers, but I can't think of the name of that other stuff that's in, like, the bottle with the dropper. And maybe it would help, like, a little bit. Just till he gets over, like, this stuff. Sort of like he needs something to get over the hump, you know?
Yes, we do know.
But I would try, like you said, put on, like, a doggy little thing from tube. And, you know, hopefully that'll help him to just, you know, to relax a little bit. Because it's been, you know, it's been hard on everyone. And, you know, with all the different things and living situation previously, I mean, it was hard for him to cope with all that energy.
Oh, truly, truly. I hear you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, like, he's sensitive, and, I mean, there was a lot of energy going on. I'm saying there was, like, quite a bit of energy. It's not the easiest thing to cope with.
True. True. I'm hearing
but
you.
But I, you know, little by little, as he sees, you know, that he is in such, you know, a better place, and, you know, things are, you know, really going well, I think he'll start to calm down.
Okay.
A little bit, like, because I'm getting, you know, he's sort of like, he's holding on to anxiety.
He does.
And he's saying
he
sometimes
is.
I don't have control of it. You know, and I can't let go of my fears. When I want to let go of my fears, he's saying I'm really giving it, you know, like an honest effort, but sometimes you can't believe, like, how I'm in that place, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hear it. Boy, just when you say it, I just see him. And it just breaks my heart. It just, it's frustrating too, because he's very obstinate.
You've got to realize, like, don't make it worse than it is. Like, he's going to be fine, because you truly are in, like, such a better place. And he just, like, a little bit of, you know, like, a little bit more TLC, where, like you said, put on the movie for him, like, those little, you know, like, the, I don't know, they're, like, little shows for the dogs and everything. And and I think he's going to finally get it, like, you know, like, that all of that stuff I was worried about, it didn't last forever. It didn't.
Good.
You know, and let him take a lesson from everybody in the house, like, when you're relaxing. And what I want you to do is actually, like, on YouTube, look up, like, those different dog videos, because I think when you say, it's actually a sign for the dog to calm down.
Okay.
All right. Different, like, little things to say. And what are you saying, Ginger? And she's saying, do some affirmations with him, because he'll believe what you say. So she's telling me to, you know, to do some affirmations. Yeah, and he'll be fine. A couple, you know, dear and eight statements, he, you know, would be lovely. He's listened to Barbara.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's loving it. He loves the energy. And he's saying, you know, he does feel happy. He feels secure right now. He loves his family.
Okay.
He appreciates everyone. And he really appreciates, Teresa, all that you've been doing to make him feel better. He really has.
Okay, that's good to know.
He's trying to let go of everything. Going to take a little time. He's got to sort of sort out his energy. It's sort of like his energy seems like, you know, like it gets a little bit, like the wires get crossed a little bit, where he's okay, and all of a sudden he gets into a little bit of a crazier state, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And he weighs 108 pounds, and he's just, he's just a brat.
Oh, my gosh.
We love him to death, but he's a brat.
He can't help it. I mean, he's just really highly sensitive. And you could tell him it's okay to release all of that, you know, unwanted energy. That Archangel Michael's there for him, too. Like, Archangel Michael is standing there, and he's saying that he could assist him as well as assisting you guys, you know?
All right.
Allow Archangel Michael to come in and really to cut the cords for him. Because I feel like there's all these cords around him, and they're holding him down. And he needs to release what no longer serves him as well.
Okay.
And you could just envision there, like, you're with him and you're cutting the cords, like with Archangel Michael. And as those cords are being cut, you too will feel, you know, like the worry leaving, the fear. And he's going to feel a lot better. And just ask that he be shielded, so he's not affected by negative energy, because he is very sensitive to energy.
Yes.
He does have a lot of sensitivity.
Yes.
And he's just got to let go. And he's got to forgive himself for, you know, for the way he acted. He's saying, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause you any pain. I didn't mean to do what I did. I couldn't help it.
Okay.
He's trying
to,
you know, be a good boy. And release, like, everything, you know?
Okay,
so Ginger's there. She's going to help him as well. And
all right.
The thing is, you know, like, don't worry. There's no need for him to worry right now.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Teresa.
Hi.
Okay. So we're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements.
Oh.
Here we go.
Yes.
Dear innate, I release the worry about my doggy.
Dear innate, I release the worry about my doggy.
Dear innate, I release any stress that is creating stress in my dog.
Dear innate, I release any stress that's creating stress within my dog.
Dear innate, I accept my dog exactly as he is.
Dear innate, I accept my dog exactly as he is.
Dear innate, I release the need to fix my dog.
Dear innate, I release the need to fix my dog.
Dear innate, my dog is not broken.
Dear innate, my dog is not broken.
Dear innate, I give my dog the freedom to be himself.
Dear innate, I give my dog the freedom to be himself.
Dear innate, I surround my dog with love.
Dear innate, I surround my dog with love.
Dear innate, my dog deserves to be treated like a king.
Dear innate, my dog deserves to be treated like a king. He does.
Dear innate, I know that my dog loves me unconditionally.
Dear innate, I know that my dog loves me unconditionally.
Dear innate, I unconditionally love my dog.
Dear innate, I unconditionally love my dog.
And take a nice deep breath.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Barbara.
You are welcome.
And thank
you,
too. You
know, anytime you're noticing how he's doing and thinking, oh, my gosh, is he okay, you're creating more of the stress that he's feeling.
Yes, you are right. You are right. I know it. It's just a big ball of confusion.
Yeah.
No,
and you know what, a lot of it is
what you guys are putting out there.
Uh-huh.
Your energy. Teresa, a lot of the, like, the way he was, like, being hyper and everything, because he was, like, absorbing your energy.
I know it. I know it. It's just like
it's sort of like ignore it a little bit, like even try to ignore it, because it's sort of like he's trying to like to be like mom. Okay.
Okay, that's interesting, but I get it. Makes sense.
Yeah, and you know they even have seems like he's a little hyperactive. They even have like doggy toys that they have to work on to get like a treat out of it and stuff, like something to take his mind off of it. You know?
Well, you know, we wanting to get him a treat, but every time we get him a toy, the little dog takes it and tears it apart.
Why would get like something made for a bigger dog where the little dog couldn't possibly, you know, like take it apart?
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah,
I'm
like sort of like maybe on the lines of like a Kong or something, because they're made like a little bit better.
He's got a Kong and with peanut butter in it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Something where he could like work on trying to get like, you know, something out of something, not where he could just, you know, have a treat, you know. He needs to sort of like get his mind off of things.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because he just, I mean, the stress is going to, it's fading. You know, it's not as bad. And he'll get back to his normal happy self again. He will.
Okay.
Because like just that he's in this place with just family members. And when he gets like a little, you know, like overly stressed, take him, if you can, if weather permits, take him for a walk.
Well, we
you
do.
Know?
We do
and
it.
That, uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's true. When he has that walk, first part of the day, the rest of the day is not so bad. You know, he handles it pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
it's just like a
mess.
Yeah, well, you would put a two-year-old because it's sort of like he's like in the same, you know, state there that when they get tired, they just zone off. And, You know what? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys like, you know, nice mellow music, classical music. It really will help him as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you observe, like, how he reacts when you have that, like, really cool music on?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, it will really help him. And I know that you use, you know, essential oils, like a little bit of lavender oil maybe in his, like, you know, where he plays. I mean, that definitely helps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And maybe like really like crazy times, you give him a little bit of valerian root?
Valerian root. I know of it, but I don't have any.
Yeah. Or even, do they make a valerian? Can you like add valerian to an essential oil even?
Yes. I'm writing it down.
You know, because valerian, like, I think that, you know, that it is safe, you know.
Uh-huh.
And your oils are like a really big plus. But you've got to watch because I understand that you have cats as well. Also, you've got to watch. Yeah, and do you massage him at all?
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very restless. He'll climb up in the bed at night, and I just love it because he's the best body pillow in the world, and I love on him.
Oh,
and then he'll be there with me for like 5 minutes, and then, okay, I'm hot. I'm leaving now.
Yeah. Well, I could see that. I could see him, and then all of a sudden he's on the floor thinking, oh, my gosh, you know?
Because he wants to cuddle him very much. But he's just real, not a very cuddly, touchy-feely dog. You know what I mean? He's not like Eddie. Eddie loves to be cuddled. But Keeper, it's like, okay, I'm done now. You know, you grab him and squeeze him when you can, and then he's off and running. Okay, I'm done now.
Yeah, it's sort of like a two-year-old. Like you try to give him a hug, and then they're running, you know, away. They want. Yeah, so he's
That's
like in that mentality.
That's him. Uh huh. And he flinches a lot. There's a dog next door, and I mean, the dog's not doing anything, and he'll just bark like, "Oh my God, there's a stranger over there, Mom!" And he'll just start, you know, and I just think, God, keep her. We've just moved in here. Please, you know, it's very, you know, it's overwhelming, and we want him to just cool it, just calm down.
You know, he's overwhelmed. That's what you've got to realize, too. Like, it's just as overwhelming. So he's showing me, like, his eyes are hanging out of his head.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my gosh.
I can see it.
He's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's a good overwhelm because he doesn't have, like, you know, time with strangers. He's like really happy about that, you know?
Oh yeah. He's like Scooby-Doo on roller skates. We've got hardwood floors in here.
Yeah. And I see him like looking since, like, come on, do you want to play, you know?
Oh yeah. He's crazy.
He's gonna be fine, but just like I said, it's sort of like, you know, like a 2 year old. I mean, they have like a short attention span where you really can't, you know, keep them, you know, for too long. So you've got to find ways to occupy him. You know, you've got to, just like a two-year-old, you've got to occupy him.
Oh, yeah. Very true. Boy, oh, boy, Keeper.
But he's going to be in his beautiful space. He's going to be fine. Just, you know, a little while longer. But you've got to watch your emotions to be careful.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
But he's laughing.
Yeah.
This greatest thing that we're all, you know, talking about him, you know?
Oh, I know. That's him to a T. Me. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's just like, he's soaking it up. He's like looking and laughing.
Beast. He's such a beast.
And if he acts a little bit stranger than usual, but seems like he's having fun, Ginger's there. And she just wants to help him a little bit. So don't get alarmed. Because she had visited a few other little furry friends and got like a couple of them actually in trouble.
Oh, so, okay. Got it. I will.
Okay, so just watch. She likes to have fun. They get carried away as well.
Okay, well, I welcome it. Thank you so much, DC.
Okay.
And thank you, Barbara. I'll go in there
right now.
You're welcome. Give them a, okay. Talk to you girls soon.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Thank you, Teresa.
Okay.
Well, we've taken care of all of our callers. And...
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Well, Barbara, I want to ask, do you remember when Ginger would visit you with Betty and cause some trouble? Do you remember those times?
Yes, I do. I wonder if Betty's hanging out with her now.
Yeah, she's in, she's out, she's in, she's out, and it was Ginger.
Well, now they can hang out
was
together
because
Betty's
having a lot of fun. And she said, come on, let's have like a nice little journey together, you know, and that's what she was doing. So I know, like, for me personally, like, I would get like a little scared because Ginger did visit quite a few furry friends and get them like in the doghouse, literally.
She's just doing her part.
Yeah, she really, really is. Oh, my gosh. She's taking them on that, you know, that path and, you know, to really feel fulfilled, connect with their inner child. And she's saying, you know, we've listened to the show. We're growing spiritually with you, but we've got to have a little fun, too.
Okay.
So that's really cool. Oh, my goodness. Well, I just think it's, I don't know what's going on. Like, the energy is a little strange. I have no clue, but I'm not going to worry about it. And I could see Teresa's dog just, like, looking and laughing. She's saying, you know, great show, ladies. I really loved all the attention. Archangel whispering into that beautiful little dog's ear. Well, he's big. He's, you know, he's not little, but you're safe. I'm here. I'm protecting you. I'm one of your, you know, your guardian angels. This is your home. You're okay. So I think it'll be like a little bit better for them.
I think so too.
Yeah. Really cool.
Wonderful. Well, I guess we're just meant to have an hour-long show tonight, so.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing as well. Because it's a time of new beginnings and everything, and I think people, like some of the people, have been getting a little bit more tired than usual. Like the energy doesn't seem to last as long.
Mm-hmm.
So for those, you know, listen to your guidance and relax when you need to relax and rest.
Exactly.
So the energy has been like a little bit, you know, up and down.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're just go with that. Yep. And I'm just so thankful that we did get to connect. And Archangel Michael is here if anybody needs him, he's saying. He's here, and I see Mother Mary stepping forward. So they're all here with us. That's beautiful.
Wonderful.
And I spent most of the day outside with Jackson, Barbara.
And you're probably tired too.
I'm not too bad. I mean, but we were out for quite a bit. It was almost 70 here, and I mean, it was a day that we're not, you know, used to really having. So we really took advantage of it.
Yeah.
And Thursday, it showed that we're going to have some snow flurries, in fact.
Oh, my
goodness. Into the 40s again, yes.
It's supposed to be in the 90s here on Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, my goodness. And I'll be, I said to, you know, a couple friends, don't put away your winter stuff quite yet, you know?
Yeah.
I think we sort of need, like, now we need all the seasons clothing. So a little bit of summer, a little bit of spring, a little bit of winter, because the weather here is just, like, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
It's been crazy. Well, you'll have to let me know, my goodness. So what are you doing against that happen?
Hmm?
What are you going to be doing? I hope you're not going to be outside in that heat if it's in the 90s. My goodness.
No. I mean, if you stay inside, you have a fan blowing, and you can always turn on the air conditioning, although the next day it's supposed to be in the 60s, so a cold front is going to come in.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm starting to adjust. My sinuses aren't as bad, so I'm happy. And I, too, have been using essential oils, and I feel like they're really helping.
Good. I do, too.
I was having issues with, like, the weather changes. And I talked to Teresa and her daughter, Abby, and I do use the essential oils. Have you ever used them, Barbara?
Yeah, I have a bunch of them.
I love them. And I've been using the Thieves oil. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, I even make my own.
Beautiful. Well, I love it because it really helps. I feel like it really helps, like, with your immune system and, you know, things like that. And whatever's out there now, like, I don't know if it's pollen coming out or what it is, but I don't get as stuffed up, and I don't sneeze as much. I've been sneezing a little bit, but not as much. So I really, that one I enjoy. But that one is, what is that one? It's clove, it's rosemary.
It's got a wide variety of stuff in it. So.
Wow. Do you use, like, any kind of citrus and cinnamon, eucalyptus?
It has citrus and cinnamon and eucalyptus and orange and lemon and lavender and thyme and myrrh and tea tree. And
wow. Awesome.
It's got a bunch of different stuff in it.
Very, very cool. And they say for people that, like, maybe that, you know, they're not really, you know, used to using essential oils, to actually put it on the bottom of your feet if you have, like, any sensitivities or you're not sure how you're going to react to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool as well. But I just feel like it opens me up, and I don't get as stuffed. I really love it.
Yeah, I do too.
That is really cool. And I can't believe that you make your own essential oils. That is awesome. How long have you been doing that, Barb?
It's been 3 years or so. I took a class.
Wow.
They talked about
very,
it. They gave
cool.
us a recipe. And every time I make it, my guidance is like, oh, put some of that in it. Put some of that in. I'm like, okay.
Wow. That sounds amazing. Okay, so Ginger's saying, she's saying that you should, I don't know if you have one or you can make one. It's sort of like a blend. When you feel like there's so much going on in your life and you just feel like overwhelmed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And to have maybe just a little bit more balance in your life. So she's saying, you know, one of them, the best oils that she knows of course, is ginger oil. So she's saying you could use a little bit of ginger, maybe a little bit of peppermint, a little bit of anise, fennel. Have you heard of, like, some of these good essential
yeah.
oils?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Coriander. And she's saying that it gets, like, really fast, like, into the body. And it just really helps you to sort of say, wow, I'm back on track again. So she's saying maybe that one wouldn't be a bad one to start making and have on hand.
Okay.
And then she's going from, like, you know, like, thinking about stuff, maybe at times getting overwhelmed, and you just start laughing and saying, why was I, you know, getting overwhelmed? So it's sort of like, it's almost like a little helper in a bottle, she's saying, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's saying, because at times, like, you know, like, you don't like to ask others for help. So to start off, what she's saying, to have the helper in a bottle.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The little helper in a bottle, because she's saying, Mom, she really doesn't like to ask for help. So that's pretty cool. And she's saying, you know, for me and stuff, she's saying, you're not getting off the hook that easy, Mom. Like, okay, Ginger. So mine is about, I guess mine is, like, to be really, like, you know, to really fully accept myself. She's saying at times you're a little bit more, like, invisible, and that's true. I hide at times.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying, you know, mine would be like a self-acceptance oil, because she's saying you can shine in all you do. You have a really cool, unique, you know, style, and, you know, it's okay for others to see that style. So the oil that she suggests for me, Barbara, would be grapefruit essential oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to try that one out. I'll try mine out, and you try yours. Mine will be a lot easier. My goodness, it's just one oil. So I've got to see about getting some grapefruit essential oil. Oh my gosh! And like Ginger saying, try it even, you know, if you're not sure, because I do have allergies. But when I use like the thieves oil, it seems like they're not bad. But I'm going to try all my oils on the bottom, like of my feet, to see how it goes. So that's
okay. Awesome.
Really, really awesome. Okay, so now she got a hold of us and she gave us a little bit of advice, I guess. So. So I think we're good. Right, Cal? Are we good? Yeah? She's looking at me like, are we done? She's my understudy. So she's been here and she's been listening, Barbara. She's saying, I'm learning like Ginger did. So she's listening to you as well.
Well, good girl, Callie.
Yep, she's listening. And she's sitting very nice with her ears up, listening attentively, right, Auntie Barbara? Yeah. Ginger told you have to sit here and listen? Okay.
Okay, well, now she can go and play.
And Callie's saying, Auntie Barbara, I have a suggestion. Make sure that you really take time to do something that really, like, you know, makes you feel happy, nurtures your soul, because you're constantly helping others. You give so much love. And you deserve to get a little bit of that back. So she's saying you've got to make sure you take care of you, too. And she's saying she wants you to make sure that you're watching the clock and at a certain time you're not available.
Okay.
To really just, you know, this is you time. And this is a way that you should always, like, put yourself first and that time do something special for you. So I think Callie really is listening, Barbara.
Well, great. Wonderful.
Okay, well, I think we're good.
Okay. Well, then I guess that's it for today, and DC and I will be back on Tuesday at Morning with Jesus, and everyone is welcome to join us then. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.